put up some of a PDF, these urgent care. Today's date is 07/21/2025. Your patient is for Mr. Tristan Ortega. Ortega spells O-R-T-E-G-A. Tristan spells T-R-I-S-T-E-N. Date of birth is 12/11/1997. 27-year-old gentleman here with cough, runny nose, throat pain, period. Patient said this has been going on for approximately 2 days. He stated that prior to symptoms starting, he was at the local beach and was in crowd with many people. He said he's not aware of anyone who was sick that he came in contact with, period, but he came in today because he said he feels tired, have increased temperature, body aches. Next paragraph, review of systems. He said he has a headache, which is not the worst of his life. Gradual onset, the headache is approximately 4/10, located diffusely in his scalp. Next line, he denies double vision, blurred vision. He denies stiff neck or neck pain. Next line. Patient endorses body aches. Next line, denies vomiting or diarrhea, period. Next line, patient reports fatigue and increased temperature, period. Next paragraph, past medical history, past surgical history, no social history, family history, medication and allergies were reviewed and compared to last visit, no changes, period. Next paragraph. A physical exam, he's alert oriented and mild distress. Vital signs are as follows: O2 sat is 97% of room air, blood pressure is 137/86, pulse 109, respiration 18, temperature 102.4. Period. Next paragraph. HENT normal. Next paragraph. No congested clear discharge. No erythematous or edematous turbinates. Correction. There is erythematous and edematous turbinates. Nares are congested. Period. Next paragraph. Throat. Mildly injected. Uvula, midline, and mobile. Next paragraph. Neck. Full range of motion or rigidity. No meningeal signs. Period. Next paragraph. Respiratory. Good inspiratory and expiratory effort. No adventitious sounds. No use of accessory muscles. No respiratory distress. No paradoxical motion. Period. Next paragraph. Abdomen. Soft. Distended secondary to obesity, no visible peristalsis, period. Next paragraph, skin, no abrasions, lacerations, macules or papules, no vesicles or bulli, period. Next paragraph, extremities, full range of motion, upper and lower extremities, no discomfort or range of motion, he bears weight well with no antalgic, period. Next paragraph, neuro alert oriented, 3, cranial nerves, 2/10 is normal, motor and sensory functions are normal. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Assessment number 1 is COVID infection. Number 2, pharyngitis. Number 3, rhinitis. Number 4, a headache. Number 5, fatigue. Number 6, tachycardia. Number 7, fever. Next paragraph. Now, patient meets SIRS, S-I-R-S criteria, based on his pulse and temperature. However, a source of his infection is viral, namely a positive COVID test today. The tool for assessment of COVID decompensation within 24 hours was used in evaluating this patient. His score is low. Namely, his pulse ox is above 95%. He's not diabetic. He's not he does not have COPD. No respiratory distress. Next paragraph. Today, patient received the following clinic. Toradol, 60 milligrams IM. He was observed in the clinic for an additional 15 to 20 minutes, after which he was reevaluated and indicated that his body aches is beginning to feel better. His temperature improved. Next paragraph. Patient was given an excuse for work to be home for the next 5 days to return to work on 7/26/2025. He was sent home with the following medication, Paxlovid. A dose pack for patients with no renal impairment. He will take 2 doses BID for 5 days. Next medication, Motrin, 800 milligrams, 1 PO TID. PRN for pain. Next medication, prednisone, 20 milligrams, 1 PO daily for 10 days. Number 10 is advised to increase fluids, to come back to the clinic if worse, go to the nearest emergency room if you're close, end of the patient.